Ways to find out if your pet is sick. Are you trying to make sense of an illness and your pet's behavior alone is just not telling you enough? There's a surefire way to get to the bottom of things. Ask! When you have the impression that your pet might be ill, ask your pet to show you. There are two different ways to receive this message. 1. You can either tell your pet mentally to put the pain into your body. Or, 2. You can tell your pet to show it on their body. Here's an example of the first option. Once I went to the dog park with Buddy. Later that evening, he had been behaving kind of depressed and sad. He was about 4 months old back then. You might know that look that your pet gets when it doesn't feel well. So I asked him to put his pain in my body. All of a sudden, all the muscles in my legs started to hurt and they felt really heavy. So I went to the vet, but I didn't tell him anything. Please always check with your vet when you are under the impression that your pet might be ill. He did several checks and he told me that Buddy had overworked his leg muscles and that he just needed to rest. So that is one way to do it. Now here's another. Once, Buddy didn't want to eat the whole day, which is kind of unusual for him. So this time, I asked Buddy to show me his pain on his body. I received the image of his body with a black spot on his belly. It looked like a shadow. An hour later, he threw up. In his vomit, sorry for the disgusting image, was a handful of wood pieces. He ate a whole piece of wood. I know from other pet psychics that every animal is different. Not every animal can show their pain on their own body. Their only way of telling you is by putting their pain in your body. If you're concerned about feeling the pain, don't worry, you can shake the pain off. Just tell the animal that you've got the message and it can stop telling you. Sharing telepathic communication with your pet on a daily basis not only strengthens your psychic abilities and your relationship, but it also gives you the opportunity to practice those skills in a safe, trusting, and risk-free environment. How to practice with friends. You can ask your friends if you can practice on their pets. They know their pet and can confirm if you got the messages right. By the way, this also works over the phone, and it even works when their pet is sleeping, because their spirit is wide awake. Sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're wrong. When practicing with your friends, try not to analyze the message while you receive it. Just tell your friend what you see, feel, or hear. Sometimes your friend might not understand what their pet wanted to tell them until later. Ask your friend to tell you if you were right. Again, you're trying to deepen your skill, and the more your mind receives the message that it can actually communicate with animals, the better you'll get. Always try to remember that it will take patience, trust, persistence, and encouragement on your part. Don't give up. Do not censor your feelings when receiving messages. Do not let your enthusiasm and eagerness intimidate them. Stay relaxed and calm, stating specifically what you want and why. Let the message come to you. Do not try to influence or interpret it. Do not force or hover over your pet to see if you are getting a response. This will make them anxious, and they might not communicate with you due to the stress or fear of disappointing you. Be as natural and spontaneous as you can. Here's another way to practice. Is your pet used to seeing you coming home at the same time every day? Try to come home at different times. Make sure somebody's at home to verify your pet's behavior. When you leave work, send your pet the mental message that you're running a little bit late and that you can't wait to see him or her. Picture yourself walking through the door and greeting him or her. Watch what happens. Mile markers. Once you have practiced the exercises with your pet, you may experience the following. You will be connecting with your pets on a whole new level. you will notice that your pet listens to you more. You will feel a certain understanding with your pet. Your relationship will be at ease. If you are afraid of other animals, you'll notice that the fear lessens. You will be able to detect your pet's health issues quicker and more precisely. You will know without a doubt that the message comes from your animal, not from your conscious mind or intervention. You will experience the joy of an ongoing and deeper connection with your pets. Obstacles and common mistakes. One-way communication. In the beginning, some students are only able to send messages, but unable to receive messages. Some students only receive messages, but seem unable to send messages to their pets. This is quite normal. With time, you'll be able to do both. Keep practicing. It seems like I'm repeating this a lot, but procrastination is one of the biggest obstacles. A good support for you is your book of wisdom. Here, you can write down your small and big successes. This will keep you going. 2. Fear of your pet's answers. A student once told me, I'm afraid that my cat is telling me that I'm not doing a good job with her. Solution. In the beginning, tell your pet, please tell me all the positive things about us. Later on, when you're more secure in your connection, you can open up to the other messages. Pets can have great insights into our situations, and their wisdom is the wisdom of the spirit world. 3. Our ego gets in the way. You might be tempted to let your own thoughts enter the messages from your pet. Solution. Awareness is the first step. The moment you notice it happening, discard, relax, and open your mind.